Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Imagine life without a choice at all. Giving a vote without a voice at all. These be the problems that we face. I'm talking poverty and race, but no matter what the case, we gotta hold on to.
The idea of freedom is much older than the United States of America and our Declaration of Independence, which we celebrate every July 4th. Our ideas of freedom came as a merger of at least two movements in philosophy that emerged in Europe in the 17th and 18th centuries. From Immanuel Kant, freedom was the use of reason by humans to make rational decisions independent of nature and the primitive instincts of hunger, passion, and domination. For John Locke, though, freedom itself was a natural state that humans could return to by enacting what he called natural laws, a state of perfect freedom to order their actions and dispose of their possessions and persons as they think fit within the bounds of the law of nature without asking leave or depending upon the will of any other man. Together, these became the freedom of America, an ideal and an idea that has grown and shrunk in our time. Your thoughts? Give us your own Immanuel Kant or John Locke. Mike from Massachusetts told us, "For my family, freedom means not working on a farm north of Naples, Italy, for 50 cents a day. We've been in America for three generations and almost a century now, and all along we have been free from fascism and hegemony." From Miami, "Freedom is what I've learned by sacrificing some of my most personal rights by belonging to a society." And a listener from South Carolina told us, "I would define freedom as the right to expression and the right to privacy. The loss of one or the other becomes a slippery slope that can erode these values." Pretty philosophical, I'd say. And we're asking for your definitions of freedom via Twitter. Use the hashtag #FreedomIs and tweet us at The Takeaway with how you define freedom. In some ways, writer Avi Steinberg has a perspective that merges this freedom of the mind with the freedom one must sort out in the constraints of the physical world. Avi is a prison librarian, a man with liberating ideas in the form of books to lend to people who have little, if any, freedom. His memoir recounting all of this is called Running the Books, The Adventures of an Accidental Prison Librarian. He joins us from Boston. Avi, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
So did people who took books from your library want to use them to expand their freedom beyond the prison, beyond the bars of their cells, either for pragmatic reasons or in philosophical terms?
I think so. I mean, you know, there are all different kinds of reasons why someone would want a book in prison. But I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, came into prison and there's already this sort of cultural idea of reading in prison that people who come into prison already know about, and they say, and they kind of are open to this idea of like, well, I guess this is what we do in prison is read books. So I think that, you know, even people who weren't necessarily readers are going to sort of see themselves as an identity, as a reader in prison. And, you know, when you kind of cultivate that for a while, it is something that people take with them outside. And also, you know, there are also specific skills that people pick up in terms of reading. There was like a law library, you know, and so people are seeing themselves as agents in their own defense, and just also this idea that they could they could educate themselves even on in a field that they're not familiar with, like the law, and you can go from not knowing something to knowing something, and you could do that with a book.
Do you remember a specific instance where an inmate really tangibly liberated themselves through a book or series of books that they obtained from your library?
There were definitely instances like that. I think, you know, I had a certain young inmate who came in, and very typical in some ways, walked into the library and saw all these books and just kind of like, he like looked at me like, what am I supposed to do here? You know, just like, there's a lot of choices there. And so we talked for a little bit, and I kind of got him interested in historical books, and he hadn't really read that much history. And all of a sudden he realizes this whole like field of like the past that you could look into. And I mean, to say the least, you know, there's a lot there. And so he just kept reading one history book after another. And, you know, it's a real match for him.
You know, what's astounding there about that image of someone who is in prison, who has virtually no freedom, coming into a library and seeing all the choices. Freedom itself can be disorienting in a place like a prison.
That's absolutely right. There was like this object lesson in just the bookshelves. The bookshelves are really important to me. And this is sort of this idea also, this old, you know, where when we change our format of books, we might not have bookshelves. But in this prison library, it's very important to demonstrate that there is this idea of choice. It's like, you know, the definition of a bookshelf is choice. And this activity of browsing is kind of a radical idea in a prison. You know, you could just kind of, you know, you could just come in without knowing exactly what it is you're looking for and be open-minded and just kind of let it find you. You know, that's something that we enjoy doing, but it's something that's almost impossible to do in prison. And so the library is really one of the few places where that could happen.
This instinct of freedom being something in the mind is partially why prison libraries can be controversial, in the sense that it feels to some people like inmates are being coddled, when in fact libraries aren't going to cause people to break out of prison. But why do you think libraries are controversial to the people who support them through state funding, that sort of thing?
I think because, you know, when the real power in reading comes from this private experience of reading. When reading is really going to be powerful, it happens in some kind of private sphere, and people get nervous. What's going on in that private sphere? If it's going to be powerful in a way that could be positive, it means it could also be positive in a way that could be negative, and that's very threatening to people. So the idea is that, you know, just don't give people that privacy, and then they won't go into that negative place. But that, you know, what that also means is they can't go into the positive place. So I think power and privacy are threatening to people in general, and in prison, it's like anathema.
I love the fact that you straddle this John Locke idea of freedom and this Immanuel Kant idea of freedom of the mind versus this natural state of human beings being free. How do you think those tensions work in your experience in prison?
That's interesting. I mean, I think one of the ideas is this idea of sort of a natural state. In some ways, the prison library as a space, it's important to kind of remind people that they came from somewhere, and very often are also going somewhere, and that place is the big free world. A library is sort of this little oasis of the outside world, and I think it's kind of reminding people who they are, where they came from. They're not an inmate by definition. It's not like an identity that you have for the rest of your life, even if you are going to be there for the rest of your life. You came from somewhere else. This idea that there's some kind of primary place that who you really are as a free person is demonstrated with this place called a library.
Well said. Avi Steinberg is the author of the memoir Running the Books, The Adventures of an Accidental Prison Librarian. Avi, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thinking about freedom, we are. So are you.
This is Daryl from West Palm Beach, Florida. Freedom for me is the ability to do what I like so long as it hurts no one else.
Keep doing it, Daryl. Give us a call. On Twitter, Naomi writes that freedom is the ability to create your own destiny, independent of your circumstances. Yael tweets that freedom is the idea of possibility, the ability to imagine things other than how they are. What does freedom mean to you? Tweet us at The Takeaway using the hashtag #FreedomIs. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.